More politics now, but overseas. On Sunday, voters in Venezuela will be in a recall referendum to decide whether President Hugo Chavez should complete his term in 2 more years or leave office in a month. Also at stake, the relationship of the U.S. with one of South America's oldest democracies, which also happens to be among the world's largest oil producers. Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
Hugo Chavez is a throwback to the days of the leftist, populist, cigar-smoking Latin American leader. The former paratrooper is a self-proclaimed champion of the poor, a modern-day Simón Bolívar, the 19th-century independence leader who ousted Spain from much of Latin America. In fact, Chavez more closely resembles Fidel Castro. The two leaders are close friends, and both share a bombastic speaking style. Miguel Diaz, an analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, remembers meeting Chavez recently in Caracas, the Venezuelan capital.
During the 2.5 hours that we were there, we might have been able to squeeze in maybe 1 or 2 minutes worth of commentary. The rest was speeches, and this is just a conversation between Chavez and four people. He likes to hear himself talk. He believes he has all the answers, and I think that basically reflects his political temperament.
That temperament was on full display at this recent rally, where Chavez lashed out at the U.S. for meddling in Venezuela's affairs.
Debemos estar alerta día y noche porque el diablo anda suelto.
We need to be alert day and night because the devil is on the loose, Chavez says, and he's already shown us what he's capable of doing. Chavez is still angry at the U.S. for welcoming a short-lived coup against him in 2002. It's no secret the U.S. would like to see Chavez lose Sunday's vote, but publicly it's taking a low-profile stance. Pressed by reporters earlier this week, State Department spokesman Adam Arely would only say this about the upcoming vote.
I'm not going to speculate on outcome of the vote. What's important in our view is that this process go forward peacefully, transparently, and in a way that gives everybody the freedom to exercise their rights without pressure or intimidation. And that's the benchmark by which we will look at this process.
The reality, analysts say, is that the U.S. doesn't want to antagonize one of its biggest suppliers of oil. About 15% of America's oil comes from Venezuela. Should Hugo Chavez follow through on his threat to cut off that supply, gas prices in the U.S. could spike. But Miguel Diaz says the U.S. has other reasons besides oil for opposing Hugo Chavez.
There have been cases of torture. I've seen firsthand some of these, call them brown shirts of Chavez supporters who intimidate opposition. That's not in keeping with a democracy.
President Chavez insists he remains popular with Venezuela's millions of poor and claims that victory on Sunday is inevitable. But polls show that the vote is too close to call. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.